理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we begin our story called Black and White.
Hi, everybody. My name is Steve. With us today is Jessie Vogel. You might know her from Let's Talk in English. Welcome, Jessie. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, it's great to have you here, Jessie. Jessie, you've been in Taiwan how long now?
I've been in Taiwan for 4 years now.
And where do you come from originally?
Well, I lived in New York City until I was 14 years old, and then I moved to New Jersey.
Well, Jessie, you ask, how important is the color of one's skin? What's your motive, or what was your motive for writing this story?
Well, when I grew up, I lived in New York City, in an all-black area in New York City, and as you can see, I'm white, so for
you
me...
You are?
Growing up, for me, skin color was a very important issue.
Okay, so the title of this story is Black and White, and I think we'll find out more about this in just a moment. We want to begin our story, and we're going to ask Jessie to tell us the story, Black and White. Please join us on page 36 in the left-hand column.
Black and White. When I was 5 years old, I drew a self-portrait in school. Like my classmates, I used a brown crayon to color my skin. I used a black crayon to give myself long black hair. When my teacher saw my picture, she stared at it for a long time. I knew why. It looked nothing like me. All my classmates were black, and I was white. In fact, I was the only white student in the whole school. My classmates drew themselves as they really looked. I drew myself the way I wanted to look.
Well, Jessie begins by saying that when she was 5 years old, she drew a self-portrait. Now, a self-portrait basically is just a drawing of yourself, right?
Yes, and at that time, I was starting to realize that I was different. And, you know, like any kid, I just wanted to be like everyone else. So I drew myself the way I wanted to look.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. You know, as you said, young people often want to be accepted. They want to fit in. They want to look like other people. So when you drew your self-portrait, what was different or strange about it?
Well, I colored my skin brown, and I colored my hair black, you know, and as you can tell, that's not what I look like.
Okay, so that must have come as a big surprise to your parents and your teacher.
Yes, my teacher stared at the picture for a long time, and then she wrote a note home to my mother, and that night my mother and my father sat down and had a talk with me about
it. We have a problem.
Yes.
Okay, jumping back to line 25, the word crayon simply is a colored stick, usually made of wax, where you can draw and color things. Often children use those to draw pictures.
That's right. And Jess, you did draw a picture of yourself, but it didn't look anything like you. So this came as a surprise not only to your teacher, but to your parents. So your parents set you down, and what did they say?
Well, they were very concerned, and they said, first of all, you know you're white, right? And I said, yes, but I just want to be black. I want to be like everyone else.
Okay, so your teacher stared at this picture. Did your parents stare at it too?
Yes, they also were kind of concerned about this picture.
When you stare at something, you look at it intently, you look at it for a long time, maybe trying to understand it. And I think maybe your parents and your teacher were trying to understand you and what was going on inside of your head at that time.
Now, a lot of teachers actually, when they look at children's drawings, they do sometimes see in those drawings that there might be a problem, that the child might be going through something difficult. In this case, they probably thought that you didn't really know your true identity.
Yes, and actually I did know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a conscious decision to try to make myself into something different.
On line 28, we find out that you knew why they were staring at the picture, Jesse, because it looked nothing like you. Not even a little bit did it look like you. Let's take a look at this sentence in a different way. Liz has some tips to help us understand this sentence better. Liz?
Hi there, and hello. How are you, students? My name is Liz, and welcome to Usage Tips. Let's take a look at this sentence one more time. It looked nothing like me. 我们经常会用 to look like something 来表示某事物看起来像什么。比如说 ,the painting looked like a photo. 那幅画看起来像一张照片。或者 ,Teresa is all dressed up today. She looks like a princess. Teresa 今天打扮得很漂亮,她看起来像一个公主。而今天课文里说 ,it looked nothing like me. 在 look 和 like 中间加了一个 nothing, 就变成 something looks nothing like, 怎么样怎么样,这样的句型。其实 nothing 除了是一个名词外,也可以做副词哦,有一点也不的意思。所以如果 it looks like me, 表示它看起来像我。It looks nothing like me, 就是它一点也不像我的意思了。来看一些以 nothing 做副词的例句吧。This old hotel looks nothing like a five-star hotel. 这家老旅馆看起来一点也都不像五星级的。Or, Tom is very young and looks nothing like a boss, even though he owns several restaurants. Tom 非常的年轻,虽然他拥有好几家餐厅,但看起来一点也都不像一个老板。如果各位想要有更多的例句来练习的话，请各位参考今天课文的 usage tips. I'll see you again next time. Back to you.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we know that you understood this did not look like you, but it was obvious that you wanted to, in a way, look this way.
Yes, and as I told my father, I thought most of the people in the world were black. And he told me, actually, most of the people living in Americaare white, and I just did not believe him at all.
Mm.
Well, starting in the next paragraph, we find out that all of your classmates were black and you were white. Now, I like the fact that you use the word black, especially in the title, black and white, because it gives the indication that there are opposites, but we'll find out that there aren't so many opposites, there aren't so many differences between us or the white people and the black people as we would think.
You know, Jess, I know that in many parts of the world, especially in the United States even, it seems more typical that there would be one black person in a white community or a white school or fewer, we might say a minority. But in your case, you were the minority.
Yes, and now I actually think that's a very special experience that I had because very few white people in America mm-hmm. know what it feels like to be a minority. Mm-hmm. And so that's very valuable.
Well, you weren't the onlyyou were the only white person in your class, but you were also the only white person in your whole school. Did you feel different at all? Did you feel strange? Did you feel threatened when you went to school?
I never felt threatened, no. I did increasingly feel more different and more strange, but because I grew up with my classmates, you know, we started together when we were very young, before mm-hmm. we knew anything about skin color or differences in that way. So we were able to form very close friendships at a young age.
Okay. Well, you tell us here that your classmates drew themselves as they really looked. So their picture, their self-portrait was a real likeness of them. But yours was not a real likeness. Yours was very different.
Yes. They kept handing me yellow crayons and peach crayons. Don't you want to use those?
I want a black one.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more of Jesse's story. But first, we're going to go to the chat room and visit Ken and Rachel.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken. In today's lesson, we learned that Jesse was the only white student in her school.
That's right. All of Jesse's classmates were black.
But Rachel, I thoughtIt was politically incorrect to say black. Shouldn't we say African American?
Probably, although many African Americans do refer to themselves as black. So usually either description is okay.
Got it. What about the word Negro?
Well, the term Negro was used in the 1960s, but today it's considered inappropriate in most places. So to be politically correct, you should use the term African American.
黑人应该怎么称呼？最正确的名称是 African Americans, 非洲裔美国人，或者用 Blacks 也可以。但是千万不要用 Negro。Negro 是一个已经过时的字，它也带有种族歧视的含义。You know, it's very confusing sometimes to be politically correct.
That's true. Racial issues are rarely black and white.
Black and white? Hey, that's the title of our lesson.
Good observation, Ken. But black and white is also an idiom. If something is black and white, then it is obvious what is right and what is wrong.
So if a situation is unclear or complicated, then we can say it's not so black and white?
That's right.
Black and white 其实是一个片语，字面上是黑与白，其实就是是非分明的意思。Okay, students, it's time for a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Which famous Dutch artist created more than 40 self-portraits? Which famous Dutch artist created more than 40 self-portraits? Vincent van Gogh. That's right, this famous painter created more than 40 self-portraits between 1885 and 1889. I guess he spent a lot of time looking in the mirror.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're hearing about Jesse Vogel's story, Black and White.
Even though Jesse was the only white student in her whole school, she seemed to fit right in. Well, she drew a self-portrait, and it looked nothing like her. It wasn't very accurate, and this gave some concern to her parents. Let's read more about that in the right-hand column on line one.
Black and white. The picture disturbed my parents. They asked me why I wanted to be black. Because everybody's black, I answered. Everybody except us. There are lots of other white people in the world, my dad told me. You know, there are more white people in America than black people. I thought he was trying to put one over on me. No way, Daddy, I said. He couldn't be right, I thought. I saw black people everywhere. But the only white people I ever saw were my family and people on TV.
Well, I think we've already mentioned this a couple of times, that the picture, the drawing, the self-portrait disturbed your parents, it disturbed your teacher a little bit. Now, when somebody is disturbed, what are they feeling?
Well, they're feeling very concerned. They're feeling maybe a little bit worried about something.
Sure. Okay. Their emotions are troubled. They're made to feel uneasy. Of course, they want their daughter to have a good self-image and to have a proper identity of who she is. And when she comes home with a picture that looks nothing like her, a self-portrait, that's cause for concern.
Now, Jess, you say here that they asked you why you wanted to be black, and what was your response?
Well, I said, everybody's black. I thought, you know, everybody at church is black, all my friends are black, everybody I see on the street is black. I thought we were the only white family in America.
The world is black. Where did we come from?
Exactly.
Did you feel, because you saw that your own skin was white, did you feel less of a person? Did you feel like you had to make up for that somehow?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, we had gone to visit white family members in other parts of America, so I knew that I was just another kind of person. But as I said before, I just wanted to fit in. I wanted to be like my friends. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so typical, isn't it? We all want to fit in some way. So we can imagine you were really put in a position where they are often, you know, in that kind of position. And we don't really understand maybe what it's like for another person to feel this way.
Yeah, that's very true. And My best friend when I was growing up, Tammy, after I moved away from New York City, she also moved to an all-white wow. neighborhood. And so then we could kind of understand more what it was like for each other.
Well, your father said in line 7, there are lots of other white people in the world. You had a hard time believing him. He went on to say, you know, there are more white people in America than black people. Now, you just said that you do visit or you did visit some white relatives once in a while, but he was trying to persuade you that you were white and that white people were actually a common thing in America.
Yes, and as I got older, I did realize that he is right. You know, in most of America, there are more white people than black people.
But I love what you say here. You say, I thought he was trying to put one over on me. So at first you thought he was joking. He was trying to trick you in some way?
Yes, well, that's my father. My father is always teasing me and telling me things that aren't true. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit smarter. But in this case, he was actually telling me the truth.
Okay.
Well, that's what it means to put someone or put something over on someone. It means to trick them or to fool them. Let's take a look at this phrase in today's word skit.
So, Bobby, how did you do on the big test?
Well, Sally, I got a 99. Uh-huh.
A 99? That's impossible. I think you're trying to put one over on me.
You don't believe me, huh?
No.
Well, just look at my paper. It says 99.
It does say 99, but you didn't even study.
I guess I'm just smarter than you thought.
No. I don't believe you got 99. I think you're trying to put one over on me.
Oh, yeah? Well, just look at my paper. It says 99. 99, 99, 99.
Yeah. But how come it says 99? Look, I see it has a lot of mistakes on it, too. So how did you get a 99?
Well, that's easy. I just turned my paper upside down. See? I really got a 66.
I knew you were trying to put one over on me. 66. Well, that's better than you usually do.
Yeah.
Okay, so to put something over on someone simply means to, in some way, deceive them, play a joke on them, make them believe something that really isn't true. So when your dad said this to you, you thought he was really joking.
Yes, I can remember saying, "No way, Daddy," and I just turned and I ran away, and he didn't have the chance to explain more what he meant.
Now, when you say "no way," it means impossible. There's no way I can believe that. It's a little informal, but it still has a lot of power when you say it. It means there's no way I can believe what you just said. Now, Jesse, is there something in you that said, I don't want to believe that too? Or is it, I just don't believe it?
I just didn't believe it. Again, knowing my father, I thought he's probably just teasing me the way he always does.
So you ran away, but you were thinking, he couldn't be right. This just doesn't sound reasonable to me.
Exactly. I mean, all I knew was what I saw every day outside, and so based off of that, I knew it just couldn't be true.
And it seemed perfectly normal to you.
Exactly.
Well, you do say in line 18, you saw black people everywhere, and that was all you knew, that was your experience. And there are places in America, believe it or not, where you can live in a city and just rub shoulders or interact with people of just one country or one race, rather.
I know for me, growing up, I had never seen a black person until I was, I think, in my teens, maybe when I went away to college even. But I do remember seeing them on television. Now, this was totally the opposite for you.
Exactly. That's the only time I ever saw white people, other than my family members, was on TV.
Okay, so it totally makes sense that Jesse would want to look like everyone else. I think that is typical for especially young children. You want to fit in. Well, this is an interesting story. I don't know, did your parents convince you eventually?
Eventually, yes.
Well, obviously skin color was important to you, Jesse, when you were 5 years old. We'll find out more if that changed at all. Right now, we're going to take a break and review our lesson. Stay with us.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 self-portrait 这个复合字的名词，注意这里的 I 是发短音的 的音，念成 self-portrait。 Portrait 是指肖像画，所以 self-portrait 是指自画像。例如 Van Gogh's self-portrait expresses his pain and loneliness. 梵谷的自画像表达了他的痛苦与孤寂。Self-portrait 也可以指对自己的文字的描写。例如 No one knows this poem is a self-portrait of the author's own life. 没有人知道原来这首诗是作者对自己生活的描写。继续我们看的是 disturb 这个动词。Disturb 在这里是指使人烦恼或不安。例如 The terrible memory of the car accident still disturbs me now. 车祸的可怕回忆到如今都还让我觉得不安。Disturb 也指打搅或干扰。我们常常在旅馆房间看到 Do not disturb 的牌子，就是指请勿打搅。或者是 Mom told us not to disturb her while she's working. 妈妈告诉我们在工作的时候不要打搅她。最后我们看的是 Put one over on someone 这个成语。Put one over on someone 是指欺骗某人或者是使某人上当。例如The suspect thought he could put one over on the detective, but he got nailed right away. 嫌犯以为可以唬得过这位刑事探员，但是马上就被看穿了。And with no further delay, here comes the word bank.
Self-portrait. This artist's self-portrait is very good. It really looks like him. Stare.Don't stare at me. You're making me uncomfortable. Disturb. Some of the scenes in this horror movie really disturbed me. Put one over on someone. It is easy to put one over on my sister. She'll believe anything. No way. No way! I don't believe you.
Black and white. When I was 5 years old, I drew a self-portrait in school. Like my classmates, I used a brown crayon to color my skin. I used a black crayon to give myself long black hair. When my teacher saw my picture, she stared at it for a long time. I knew why. It looked nothing like me. All my classmates were black, and I was white.In fact, I was the only white student in the whole school. My classmates drew themselves as they really looked. I drew myself the way I wanted to look. The picture disturbed my parents. They asked me why I wanted to be black. Because everybody's black, I answered. Everybody except us. There are lots of other white people in the world, my dad told me.You know, there are more white people in America than black people. I thought he was trying to put one over on me. No way, Daddy, I said. He couldn't be right, I thought. I saw black people everywhere. But the only white people I ever saw were my family and people on TV.
Jess, I'm very glad that you were able to bring some of your old photos so that we can have a better understanding of what this might have been like for you and also to have a chance to see your best friend. Can you tell us a little bit more about her?
Okay, well, Tammy and I have been friends since we were 2 years old. Mm-hmm. Our parents are also very good friends, and so we grew up together, or we saw each other almost every day. They would take turns watching us.Tammy's brother is also very good friends with my brother, so just our whole families are, very closely joined together.
Mm. Oh, and there's a picture on page 36 at the top of Tammy and you enjoying some ice cream at your birthday party. Now, you still keep in touch with her, right?
Yes, Tammy lives in New York City now. She is recently married, and she's going to law school.
Okay, so your lives have, in a way, taken different paths, mm-hmm. but you still keep in touch. Some of those early friendships are very important, aren't they?
Yes, she's still one of my closest friends.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing this with us today. There's more to her story, Black and White. Be sure to join us next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.